One of the most powerful management principles is you get the behaviors you reward. It's amazing how often we want a new behavior, but we continue to reward the old behavior. One of the hardest things to change is our reward system. No one wants to mess with the reward system, so we tend to deal with that last, if at all. As we implement new technologies and new strategies, we will need new behaviors to make them work well. But it is very common to discover that needed changes are either not happening or are very slow to happen. For example, we find ourselves wondering why the sales team is still selling a product instead of becoming a trusted advisor to our clients, or why our frontline team members are still doing things in the old way, even though they've had training and how to do it in the new way. Here's an important insight that will help. If you are getting the behaviors that you don't want, trace back to find what is the reward for that behavior. There is always a reward for every behavior. Once you find what is rewarding the old behavior, change what is being rewarded, and you'll find you'll get the new one. For example, I've worked with companies that have wanted to get their people to share knowledge. Because there was no reward for sharing knowledge, everyone continued to hoard their knowledge, somehow thinking that if they shared all of their knowledge, they would have no value, no way of getting ahead, no way of advancing. I have seen companies that wanted to get salespeople to cross-sell with other divisions, but this didn't happen because there was no reward for that extra effort it would take them. On the other hand, there was a strong reward for doing what they did in the past. In a world where every business process is being transformed over a short period of time, rewarding new desired behaviors becomes a strategic imperative. It's vital for all leaders and managers to understand that to get new behaviors, there has to be a reward for that new behavior, and the reward for the old behavior has to change. In a world where every business process is being transformed over a short period of time, rewarding new desired behaviors becomes a strategic imperative. It's vital for all leaders and managers to understand that to get new behaviors, there has to be a reward for that new behavior, and the reward for the old behavior has to change. At this point, you might be thinking that you would need additional funds to reward all these new behaviors. So let's use one of the principles we're teaching in this learning system and skip that problem. How? There are many ways to reward people without spending money. For example, public recognition of a job well done, or a handwritten note from a supervisor. Ask the people you want to reward, what would you like as a reward for a job well done? And say, I can't give you money. And then let them do the work of telling you what they want. If they say something that costs money, simply tell them, I can't give you that, and ask for more ideas. You will be amazed at what a big list you'll get. Now you are armed with the tools to reward all of those new behaviors. If you want people to be more innovative in solving everyday problems, or pre-solving predictable problems before they happen, or identifying the hard trends that will impact their job, or identifying what new things they need to learn based on the future facts and take action, in other words, become more anticipatory, then we will need to reward those behaviors. Your learning activity will teach you how to apply this to your company and the work you do to accelerate success.